season opener for the Toronto Raptors here at the ACC. Fans have high expectations for this year's team. Toronto looks to be better than last season. Last season, the Raptors went 34-48. They finished 9th in the Eastern Conference, but with off-season acquisitions, no one can predict how far they'll go. Some fans like Robin Sukraj thinks he knows how it might pan out.
Well, I have higher expectations for the Toronto Raptors because Rudy Gay has a full season under his belt, and the Raptors acquired a couple of good players, a backup point guard in DJ Augustine, and also Tyler Hansbrough to bring some aggression down low. Oh, and also Steve Novak, three-point shooter to help them. My overall prediction for the Toronto Raptors is the number 7 seed.
Eric Corian covers the NBA for the National Post.
I think they'll be a bit better, if only because the Eastern Conference, there's a few teams that have definitely got worse. You have Boston and Philadelphia. Both of them, who the Raptors play 4 times this year, should fall off the map. And you still have Charlotte and Orlando and maybe Milwaukee also having bad records.
If the NBA season ended at the end of November, the Toronto Raptors would have won the Atlantic Division title with a 6-9 record and would hold the 4th seed in the NBA Eastern Conference, thus ending a 5-year playoff drought. So far, the Raptors have played good basketball, but certainly not great. They are still below 500, but are fortunate enough to be playing in a lackluster division. They are still far away from being a contending team, but there is still room for improvement. Here's what Eric Corian thinks.
Getting back to where they were defensively in Dwayne Casey's first year is probably the biggest thing. I don't think anybody expected them. I think they slipped from 14th to 21st or 22nd in defensive efficiency last year. Nobody thought that would happen under Dwayne Casey's watch. So they have to get back to where they were 2 years ago defensively. Beyond that, they need help, and they need DeMar DeRozan and Rudy Gay to show that they can work together. There's a lot of skepticism about that, their games are too similar. But we'll see if that's true. And they need Jonas Valanciunas to be able to hold his own. The front court in particular, it's good between him and Amir Johnson, but they're also foul prone. They're going to need to cut those down, certainly, in order to give the team a fighting chance at a good start.
The much-anticipated 2014 NBA draft is a highly regarded draft class, with some of the best can't-miss prospects like Toronto's own Andrew Wiggins. He is now playing for the University of Kansas, but Eric says it's highly unlikely Toronto will get Wiggins.
The thing is, if they have one or two injuries, they're not going to be very good. That's just the nature of this team. So it could happen without them selling their pieces for less than they're worth. But beyond Wiggins, this is a very deep draft. You've got Jabari Parker and Dante Exum, among others. And there are a bunch of teams who are already ahead of them. I already mentioned ahead of them in terms of being behind them, if that makes sense. In terms of Philadelphia and Boston and Phoenix and Sacramento and Utah, they have a head start. So whatever Ujiri decides, he has to do it relatively quickly, within, you know, a month or a little more than a month, or else there will be no opportunity to capitalize on that draft class. I think this team has a relatively low ceiling, so I would probably, you know, going for a high draft pick would make sense this year, but whatever he decides to do, it's incumbent on him to make a fairly quick decision.
For fans like Robin Sukraj, Toronto should just play well this season and wait for Wiggins in the future.
I think this year they should remain competitive and make the playoffs because they already have a good enough team to make the playoffs. I don't think they could tank unlike, you know, Charlotte, Philadelphia, and Boston. But Toronto has a couple of all-stars on the team. Even though we want Andrew Wiggins and he wants to play for Toronto,
yeah.
I think once his contract ends with this team, he'll come to Toronto.
The Toronto Raptors are only a fifth into the NBA season with 67 games yet to be played. Anything can happen on any given day in the NBA, like with the Chicago Bulls all-star point guard Derrick Rose and his season-ending injury. There are many factors that can derail or help a team's chance to be successful. Fans want the Raptors to continue to play good basketball, and with some luck on their side, hope to play basketball in late April in the playoffs.